Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wow. Happy Monday, y'all. Welcome back to the week.
We're back in the grind. It's Monday, May 10th. How was your Mommy's Day weekend, Sarah?
It was nice. I had a good weekend.
What did you do? What did the girls do anything nice for you?
Oh, yeah. Reagan went out and it was so cute. She was like, I have to go to the store. I was like, okay. And she comes back and she got me like a little succulent garden.
That's nice.
She's so funny. She's very, and she's a lot like me, even though I did not grow her in my body. But she was like, I was going to give you flowers, but they were like $40 to $70. So that was a little much.
But succulents is so your speed.
And like I was that, like, oh, forever. Yeah. I was like, don't worry. That's awesome. Thank you so much. And, you know, they mark everything up on Mother's Day. And she's like, oh. So she got me a bag of M&M's. She got me chocolate-covered strawberries. And she got me a succulent garden. And she wrote a really sweet card.
That's very nice.
She's very nice.
It's perfect.
Man.
See, I feel like flowers are kind of, because we always do flowers. I try to always have flowers in the house.
Yeah,
and it doesn't always work, but I try to always. So flowers are like nothing special.
Yeah.
But the kids, this is so cool. H-E-B, did you see this? Did you go to H-E-B at all?
Mm-mm.
H-E-B did these snow globe roses,
mm-hmm.
where there's like this one beautiful rose inside of a
that.
Snow globe.
Mm-hmm. What color roses did you get?
They
you
always have that?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never seen
You've
them
never
before.
Really gone to look for flowers at H-E-B, have you?
No.
Yeah, that's why
yeah, they're
I
really
seen it.
Cool.
Wait, what do you mean? They don't always have it there. I've never, I pass by there every day when I mean, every time I go to H-E-B. You're saying to me in the floral department, mm-hmm. they're always there?
Mm-hmm. Maybe they move them up for Mother's Day.
Maybe. Yeah.
Or special occasions.
I mean, he was unloading them like they were just putting them out.
And every man was there
you
buying
know,
them, right?
I will say that I had never crazy. Seen them before.
Yes.
And then last year, and like the girl's aunt who lives in San Antonio mm-hmm. got one with a blue rose.
Okay.
For our oldest graduation. I was like, is this a San Antonio thing? Like mm-hmm. what's going on? And then I see them now everywhere.
What do they cost?
I won't say out loud.
But they're really cool. What color did they pick?
No, that's cool. Oh, that's what they got.
Yeah, so I had the kids pick out one for mom, one
what
for
color?
Grandma, one for Nana.
That's perfect.
It's really
pink,
they,
red, and like.
Did they like it?
Different, I guess. I don't know. It's hard to tell. I don't know if anybody likes anything. my family.
My dog killed a rat for me.
Oh, that's very nice.
That's very
and
nice.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day.
Hey, that's love. Like when pets bring dead something to your doorstep.
She was so proud of herself.
I mean, your dog can't go to H-E-B and get one of these flowers.
True. Yeah, that's true. I'm sure she would if she could.
If she could.
But,
did you have a good Mother's Day, Alex?
I got, so my wife, all she wanted for Mother's Day was a home slice pizza, and she wanted me to leave her alone on Sunday. So I took the kids with me, and we ran around all day. Y'all, it was the funniest thing ever. I went to Home Depot because I needed like one can of spray paint. I go to Home Depot, nothing but dads and kids. I swear to God.
Oh, that's so true.
It was
that's
perfect.
What I did. I woke up early. I went outside so she could just sleep mm-hmm. and sleep.
Oh, so good.
Took the kids out. We ran some errands. I went out to get gas and completely forgot to get gas.
Did you really? Of course.
But, it's funny. Someone posted a meme and said, Father's Day, hey, guys, let's all do something as a family. Mother's Day, leave me alone and don't touch me.
So true.
Give me peace and quiet and
oh,
don't
yeah,
touch me.
So true.
Yeah, anyway. Oh. Very, very nice. And hope all you moms had a great Mother's
yeah.
Day. We're so grateful for you. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. This is Mix 94.7, streaming in the Odyssey app.
Last night in late night. Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Mix 94.7. A New Jersey woman has filed a lawsuit against McDonald's claiming that a burger wrapper she was given was smeared with excrement. In fairness, she ordered the number two.
Is it ever acceptable to steal? In other words, is there ever a time where you could take something that's not yours, but it's okay? Alex says yes, because he did it at Home Depot.
Dude, oh.
I thought you were talking about some ketchup packets or something. Yes, that's acceptable. You could take those.
Is it?
Because they're there for the taking.
Oh, the ketchup packets, you can take as many as you want. Oh, right. There's a fine line when you get fancy. Like, for instance, I just stayed at a hotel, and they give you the glass mini bottles of ketchup. Can you take those, or do you leave it if you don't use it?
Yeah. Totally, you can take those.
It feels like stealing because it's glass.
All they're going to do is throw it away. And besides, room service is so damn expensive, you pay for that bottle.
Yeah, you do.
So that's acceptable then.
Yes, of course.
Okay. Well, so yesterday I was at the Home Depot, guys, and I'm going to tell you, I used to work at the Home Depot back in the day. I worked there for like 5 years, and I know like when I see an open packet of something and something that just can't get resold, I know where it goes. It gets RTV'd. That's returned to vendor, and it's never going to be sold again, or it's going to be tossed in the trash. So this is stupid, guys, but I was looking for like some clips to like put into the ground. I have this hose for a sprinkler system in my little garden area in the front, and it just needs to be held to the ground in the dirt. And they look like giant clips, like paper clips kind of things. They're sold by the pack of 50, 75, or 500. I don't need 500. I needed two of them. They were sold out of the 75. They're sold out of the 50. The box of 500 is there for like 50 bucks. I'm like, I don't need that. I'm not going to pay $50 for a metal clip. One of those boxes was open. All spilled out on the floor in the garden area.
So you
area.
Grabbed a couple and put it in your pocket.
So I grabbed two or three, and I said, oh, it looked like they'd been rained on, so they were rusted.
Yeah, yeah.
So I went for the dirty ones, and I just put them on my shopping cart and pretended nothing ever happened. I felt guilty, though. But, like, you know it's going to get thrown away. I mean, why can't I use it? Or should have I told them, hey, can I just take these? I mean, it's acceptable, right?
I'm so confused. You didn't go up to someone at Home Depot?
Yeah, why did you go up to him and say, look.
Hey, I just need three?
Yeah.
You just did it without asking?
Yeah, good point, Sarah.
I assumed that there was going to be trash.
No, you stole.
Shut up, dude. I feel so bad now.
You absolutely stole.
You stole.
Now, they're not going to come search you for you or anything,
but
yes.
You stole.
Yeah, you absolutely did something a little shady.
But I didn't steal the item. The item is the 500 clips that were for. I took three.
Yeah, they're
you
right.
You stole.
Oh, I guess
you
I stole.
You took.
No,
yeah,
so, for example, they have the buckets of nails. Do you just grab three nails and walk out? Because, well, I'm only taking three.
And that's a great point.
I'm going to put it in perspective to tack onto what Sarah was saying. So you are, where do you go all the time? You're at Mahdi's.
Yeah.
Okay? You're in Mahdi's, and the cash register at Mahdi's is open, and inside is $500.
Bro.
Let's just say $500 in the register at Mahdi's, and it's wide open. You know what? That's a lot of money, $500. So you just reach in and you grab yourself a $5 bill. $5 bill. It is just a fraction, a matter of fact, 1% of what's in the drawer. And you walk out. That is stealing.
Yeah, that's completely different from my situation.
Yeah,
no, it's not.
Alex, yes, it is.
Same. I'm not stealing currency.
No, Alex.
Yes, you are.
No, it's not.
When you buy something, you're exchanging currency for goods, and in their opinion, that's currency. So
you're exchanging currency for currency. Okay, but here's the thing. I know where that's going at the end of the day, into the trash. You would never throw away that money.
Right, that's why you go up to the Home Depot employee and you say, hey, what's up? So I used to work at Home Depot. I know how it is. Look, I just need three.
Dude.
They're here on the ground. I know you're going to sweep them up. What do you think? And then the person goes, yeah, sure, take them. I will
look.
Do you
think they would say that? Because I sure didn't.
Oh, well, then that's why you stole.
No. I didn't steal.
Shh.
Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Austinite Elon Musk hosted SNL over the weekend. A lot of drama surrounding it, and Sarah Osbert actually had some pretty nice things to say about his performance.
Okay, the bar was low, but I mean, it's not like I said, he's not going to win Emmys or start being a full-time comedian, but there was something endearing about him during his monologue to get up there and fully make fun of himself, and he was obviously nervous. His mom went up there too. I've never listened to him on a podcast or anything. It was the most I've ever heard him talk, and I thought he was, in a way, charming.
The Tesla CEO, one of the world's richest men, opened his monologue by mocking his monotonal speaking style, saying no one can tell when he's joking.
So true.
That's funny.
And he also admitted that he is suffering from Asperger's.
I'm actually making history tonight as the first person with Asperger's to host SNL. Or at least the first to admit it. So I won't make a lot of eye contact with the cast tonight. But all right, I'm pretty good at running human in emulation mode.
That's pretty funny.
He also joked about his Twitter account and all the weird things that he posts.
Look, I know I sometimes say or post strange things, but that's just how my brain works. To anyone I've offended, I just want to say I reinvented electric cars and I'm sending people to Mars in a rocket ship. Did you think I was also going to be a chill, normal dude?
Not bad, huh?
See? I mean, he made fun of himself, and that's all you could ask for.
I mean, seriously.
That's exactly right.
Speaking of rich, smart dudes, Bill Gates is a bachelor now. Probably the world's most eligible bachelor. I mean,
heck,
people
yeah.
want to hook up with some Bill Gates, not because of his looks. Let's be honest. It's nothing to do with his looks.
Well, I mean,
bro,
he's not the world's ugliest man. How about that?
That's true.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. That's true. But let's not forget his wife, soon-to-be ex-wife, Melinda. People wanted to hook up. Now, Tinder's telling people, don't fall for a fake Bill Gates. As of lately, a lot of dating apps are getting Bill Gates-like profiles where people are falling for him. And guys, Bill Gates is not on Tinder. I'm going to tell you that right
now. Is
he
not?
If Bill Gates was going to be on a dating app,
yeah.
it would be Raya. Like we saw last week, Ben Affleck got called out by a girl on Raya. He sent her a FaceTime saying, hey, it's me, it's Ben. We also found out last week that Matthew Perry got called out by a 19-year-old when Matthew Perry was 51 at the time.
Well, she's since been banned.
Oh, she got kicked off of Raya.
I'm pretty sure that Bill Gates will only date people that, you know, it's going to be one of those situations where a friend is going to say, hey, man,
yeah,
I have a
right.
woman that you might be interested in.
Seriously, like,
you know?
People in that scale, they're not just on Raya.
Different level.
Yeah, I mean, who's to say even wants to date?
Exactly.
I mean, seriously, he has so much going on. He don't have to date. He could build a machine to date.
I read a story over the weekend that Melinda Gates had been trying to get a divorce since Bill for the last several years. Once it came out that he spent some time with Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh!
That apparently was really the beginning of the demise of their relationship.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. We're barely finding out now.
Drama with the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, Booker.
My wife's so upset about this.
Well,
she and I were talking about it over the weekend.
Bro, she's so upset.
The winner, Medina Spirit, tested positive for a steroid, and he'll be stripped of his victory if he fails a second test. I wonder how this horse is feeling, man. I mean,
well, his fault, you
no,
know?
I know. I'm just saying, like, not his fault, you know? And so if that happens, the runner up, how do you say the horse's name?
Mandaloon.
Mandaloon will be declared the winner.
That's just crazy.
So Bob Baffert, who is the trainer of this horse, the most decorated trainer in the history of horse racing, has a history of this. He currently is banned from racing at Churchill Downs now, although he has won more derbies than anyone else in history. Take a listen.
I got a call from Jimmy Barnes. I was headed to the airport.
Jimmy.
He said he had some horrible news for me, that he's just been served by the Kentucky Race Commission that Medina Spirit, our Derby horse, had tested positive for betamethasone. Betamethasone, even though it's an allowed therapeutic medication, we did not give it. Medina Spirit has never been treated with betamethasone. Yesterday, I got the biggest gut punch in racing for something that I didn't do. And this is really disturbing. It's an injustice to the horse. I don't know what's going on in racing right now, but there's something not right.
I wonder if in the horse world, like in that tight-knit community, though, if everybody's like, oh, yeah, he totally, you know, what they're all really saying. And then also, I just feel so bad for the horse. Like, is he going to be shunned by his horse buddies?
Oh,
probably, yeah.
He's a cheater, Sarah.
Sad. Well, he's not a cheater. You think he picked up a syringe and put it in
That's
his
true.
Joints? He doesn't have hands. Yeah. He has hoofs.
I mean, yeah, no one just walked by and stabbed a syringe into a horse, and here you go. Someone had to have known they did it.
Yeah. Or Medina Spirit.
I mean, all he wanted to do is just retire and stud for the next couple of years,
And yeah.
He's tainted. He's got tainted blood.
Does he even get to stud anymore? Have those rights been taken away from him?
He studs, but with less attraction.
I mean, do the ladies even want to line up anymore?
Text trending to 51993. We'll send them to you. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. This Mix 94.7. It's streaming in the Odyssey app. Good morning.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Rome just unveiled a new vending machine that makes hot pizza in 3 minutes.
Oh.
And if you buy a vending machine pizza in Rome, it also comes with a t-shirt that says, "Rob me, I'm not from here."
You know, sometimes you're holding on to a secret and it's just eating you up inside. It's not good for you. And it's hard to keep a secret. You just got to tell somebody.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. So get off your chest. You can remain anonymous if you want. It's Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Dirty Little Secret.
Booker, Alex, and Sarah need to know. Come on, what's your dirty little secret? Little secret.
Alex is here. Let's see how to serene.
Serene,
tell us your dirty little secret, if you would. This is something your husband doesn't know, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, I'm pregnant.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
wait,
awesome.
Your husband doesn't know you're pregnant?
My husband knows that.
Okay, good.
But what he doesn't know is that in college, I was a surrogate for a family for money. So now this is my first child with my husband.
But second pregnancy.
Yes. And he doesn't know that I was pregnant before. He doesn't know that I've already had a baby.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You know that's going to come out if he goes to your doctor's appointments.
Is it?
Yeah.
100%.
How, though? Why?
Because they're going to talk about, like, have you ever been pregnant before? And they're going to ask all of these questions. What happened with you? Because you have to be honest when you put that down. They're like, well, tell us about your first pregnancy and that sort of thing.
Wow.
He's going to be in there for that.
Oh, yeah. So you just got to keep him out.
Can't you just wink and say no and then start winking?
Would you guys freak out, by the way?
No.
If your wife, significant other, you don't even have to say what, like, let's just say you were married to someone.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And they told you. They had actually been a surrogate, and they had never told you.
Nah, I wouldn't bother me. Oh, yeah. It wouldn't change anything.
No.
But I do think you have to give him a moment. I do think you need to tell. I know, dirty little secret, we're not supposed to give advice. But when you tell him, give him a moment to process
it and maybe
grieve if he feels like he needs to
don't
grieve.
Don't tell him.
Well, I'm just saying.
It's a secret, bro.
Grieve? What's he grieving
about?
I'm
just saying, sometimes you get really excited because you have these expectations of like, oh my goodness, we're about to have our first child and wow, she's already had a kid and I just need to know like.
But she was a.
But it's not her kid. But, I mean, I know that sounds weird,
but it's that she's already gone through a pregnancy and maybe he was like, I'm so excited to go through this pregnancy with you.
And that's guys don't get it. No.
Try not to bring it up unless it comes up.
The only thing that would be an issue is if she had previously had a child and didn't tell him about it.
Right. That lived with dad or mom or something.
That was part of her DNA.
Yeah.
Right. Surrogate
well, it
means
is her
that
DNA.
She, well, no, because she didn't.
No. Well, yeah, it was baked in her body.
Yeah, but she didn't provide the egg.
Right. But she provided the bowl.
She provided the home.
We're not saying it's any less important. It's amazing, beautiful gift that she gave to a set of parents.
100%. But we're saying you have to tell him because it's going to come out.
No, you don't. No. That's why it's a secret. Keep it until it's brought up.
Of course you tell him. Would you rather be honest and open with him or him finding out on accident and then having to explain? Well, why didn't you tell me? You know what I mean? He's going to find out.
It's already too late.
We're breaking all the rules in this dirty little secret.
Breaking all the rules.
Thank you for sharing.
That's crazy.
Booker, Alex, and Sarah need to know. Come on, what's your dirty little secret? Never do.
His current record is 1,629 wins with just 129 losses this morning. Sarah and I are rooting for Adriana. Adriana lives in South Austin. She makes the commute to campus, UT campus to be exact, where she's a student. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Dance, Feast, Booker!
Hey, Adriana!
Hello.
Hi there. We're doing great. Good luck to you, okay? I'm going to leave the room. Sarah is going to ask you 5 pop culture trivia questions. She and Alex are rooting you on, hoping that you're going to be able to pull out this dub. Whenever you're done, I'll be back, and I'll answer the same 5. So, obviously, whoever gets more right will win, okay?
Okay, good. Thank you.
Good luck, Adriana.
All right, Adriana, Mr. Brad Booker is out the door. Good luck.
Okay. Question number 1, Elon Musk hosted Saturday Night Live over the weekend, and he talked about having Asperger's and suggested he was the very first person with Asperger's to ever host, but that is not true. Back in 2003, what original cast member known for starring and writing in the movie Ghostbusters, also Blues Brothers, admitted in 2013 he has Asperger's?
I'm not too sure.
Okay.
I don't have...
Tonight on Lifetime is Variety's Women, Power of Women, the Comedians. There's going to be a lot of them. Julia Louis-Dreyfus and Mindy Kaling and Maya Rudolph and Kate McKinnon and Tina Fey. And what actress that played Gloria on Modern Family?
Oh, Sofia Vergara.
Okay. Remember Bo? He was the first of two dogs adopted by what president? In 2009, well, he passed away. What president owned the dog Bo?
Barack Obama.
True or false, Jeremy Renner was a makeup artist before he was an actor?
True.
And finally, celebrating a birthday today is the singer-rapper behind Bust a Move. Who sings Bust a Move?
Ice Cube.
Okay, we'll bring him back in.
Booker!
Hello!
Hi, she got three right.
Nice. That's awesome.
Huh. That is good.
Okay. Are you in the middle of finals right now, by the way?
Me? No.
Yeah, well.
Oh, her.
They start this week.
Oh, okay. Oof, rough week. Here we go. Question number one.
Yeah,
Elon Musk talked about having Asperger's on Saturday Night Live and suggested he was the very first with Asperger's to ever host the show. But that's not true, because in 2003, what OG cast member known for starring and writing Ghostbusters admitted he has Asperger's as well back in 2013?
It's got to be Dan Aykroyd.
It's got to be Dan Aykroyd. That's correct.
I saw the story, but didn't read. I just read the headline.
So tonight on Lifetime, I know you're going to be watching, just kidding, Variety Power of Women, the Comedians. They're going to honor all these comedians, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Mindy Kaling, Maya Rudolph, Kate McKinnon, and what actress who played Gloria on Modern Family?
Sofia Vergara?
Yep. Remember Bo? The first of two dogs adopted by what president back in 2009? Bo died.
Yeah, Bo died. President Barack Obama, 44. Yeah. I read that over the weekend.
Fun list of true or false about actors. So is this true or false? Jeremy Renner was a makeup artist before he was an actor.
Well, it's got to be true. I can't imagine you would make that up.
It is true. Also, I thought this was an interesting fact. Megan Mullally was fired from her role in Finding Nemo because she refused to do her high-pitched voice from Will and Grace. And they told her she could do whatever voice she wanted to do. And she didn't want to do that voice. And they fired her.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
Wow. Huh.
So weird. Why?
So she's not in it at all?
Apparently not.
Oh.
Huh.
Okay.
Finally, celebrating a birthday today is the artist behind the classic song Bust a Move. Who sings that? Raps.
Well, who doesn't love that Bust a Move? Young MC.
Yeah. 5 out of 5.
All right.
Man.
I think I know pretty much all the words to Bust a Move.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
How does it start, though? I don't remember how it starts. anyone?
Mm-mm.
I got nothing.
I just know just Bust a Move.
Yeah.
That's all.
Hang on.
Bust it.
Oh, we got the intro. Let's see.
Are you going to do this right now?
No.
You're going to do it.
All right, here we go. You want to talk over the intro, Sarah?
Nope.
All right. All right, here we go. I got, this is Jeff for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down because you're overzealous. Play hard to get the females, get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad and show a body. Chick walks by, you wish you could sex them, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter.
Dang.
Not bad. I mean, seriously.
I haven't heard that song
impressive.
In 20 years. How
in
do I
20
still know
years?
It?
Man,
yeah,
what a birthday a gift to Young MC. That was great.
Hey, well, thank you so much, Adriana. Appreciate you playing.
Good try, girl.
Yeah, thank you. This is Adriana from South Austin, and I can't beat Booker.
Good try.
Good luck with finals,
good
though.
Luck.
Hey, yeah, good luck. All right.
Have a good day.
Thank
Bye.
You. You as well. All right, coming up next, y'all, it's Waiting by the Phone. Matthew has gone out a couple of times with Cassie, but she has just disappeared. Why? It's the worst. Getting ghosted is the worst, especially after what you consider to be a really good day. We're going to find out in just about 4 minutes after this from Olivia Rodrigo, Driver's License on Mix 94.7. Good morning. Thanks for listening.
Mix 94.7.
Why did they get ghosted? We'll find out now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Waiting by the Phone.
Alex and Sarah, let's say hi to Matthew.
Hi, Matthew.
What's up?
Hey.
Hey, man.
What's going on?
Hey, we're here to help you out, try to figure out why you got ghosted from Cassie. But first, we need to know the story. You mind sharing?
Oh, no, no problem. I appreciate you guys helping me out. I don't know what's going on. So I went to intramural soccer, and, you know, I filled in on this team, and this girl was on the team, and we hit it off. Mm-hmm. So I asked her out, and she said yes. We went out. We had a great lunch date. And so I asked her out again, and we went on a second date, which was even better. And now, nothing. Like, completely not. Like, I don't. What did I do?
Yeah, it seems like if she was kind enough to get, unless she was kind of on the fence the first
day. I mean,
date,
she went on a second date with me. We had such a good time. What?
Yeah, I feel like sometimes, though, you're not quite sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, it wasn't my favorite, but I'm going to give him one more chance.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, that's good.
If it wasn't a terrible first date, then I always give a second chance.
Yeah, so odds are it wasn't a terrible first
date. I mean, I don't know if it's helping or anything, but, you know.
And then she gave it another shot and mm-hmm. just was like, meh.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That sucks.
But there's nothing. She didn't even say anything. She's just gone. Like, maybe I creeped her out. I have no idea. I'm just trying to figure stuff out right now.
Yeah. All right. Well, how about we just call her and ask her and see what she says, okay?
We got you, bro.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
hang on.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hello? Hello? Cassie?
Hey, yeah.
Hi, it's Booker, Alex, and Sarah from Mix 94.7. We're on the radio this morning doing a little show and a segment called Waiting by the Phone. We also have Matthew on the phone, and we're here to mediate a conversation, if you don't mind chatting with us. He's really interested in finding out what happened, why you're not interested in going out again, because he said that he just kind of been ghosted after going out with you. He said you guys went out twice, and since then he hasn't heard anything from you.
Mm.
Is that all fair to say?
Yeah, that's fair to say.
Okay. So did he do something wrong, or were you just not attracted to him?
No.
Or?
No, he didn't do anything wrong. I felt like he wasn't like creepy bad. He was just like creepy weird. Do you know what I mean?
No,
I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
Please.
I'm sorry. I have to come out and say it, I guess. So when we were on the second date, I found out that he would not be available to hang out on weekends because he is a Civil War reenactor.
Nice.
What do you mean, nice? I don't know what that means.
Bro.
I didn't know either, and he explained it to me. And it's cool. It's like I'm so into people that have their own things. But
I didn't even know we had
I like
that.
Nerds.
Bro, there were young people in the Civil War.
No, I didn't know that.
No,
I thought that only happened on the historic battle site.
No, dude, they had it pre-COVID. It was like they did it every week, I think, at Camp Mabry. And then they do Fredericksburg, man, I think.
Oh, yeah, Fredericksburg they do.
I mean, I've never been to one, but I heard about them.
So what does this mean, Matthew? You dress up and stuff?
Oh, yeah. This is the best fun I've ever had in my entire life. I mean, at first, I was like a little skeptical, but I'm so fascinated by war and everything. But then you go out there and you get in there. It is the most fun ever. I'm like, I'm hooked for life.
Bro, into it.
You
I love it.
Go. Just promise me you'll go one time.
Are you asking me?
No.
Alex says he's
down. Yeah.
It's like improv.
You're right.
But very specific.
This is acting, bro.
Yeah, but I'll have to track carefully because I know you're. People are into this, but the whole Renaissance Fair, what do they call it? The
Renaissance Fair?
Like yeah.
Sherwood?
It's acting, dude.
Sherwood Forest.
You could say your date an actor.
Yeah. I know a lot of people, and I have friends that do it, too. It's just definitely not my thing.
You have friends that do reenactments?
Well, no, maybe like Renaissance,
no,
right?
The Renaissance people, they get all dressed up and go out there and do that stuff. It's just definitely not my style. Not
Makes
my jam.
Your boobs look amazing.
I don't even know if I could date somebody that does
it. You
don't
know it until you go out there and you actually experience.
That's
true. I've been there.
Have you been there dressed up and experienced it?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, you have to go all in.
No, not interested. Not interested.
Well,
man.
You're just close-minded then.
Then how are you going to understand if you don't try it?
Yeah.
That's understand? Well, I don't need to get dressed up to know that is not interesting to me. So you're not going to go out, Casey, to a Civil War reenactment?
I mean, it's
come on.
You should go check it out. I don't know. I like him, but I don't know.
I think you should go check it out. Doesn't mean you have to go on a date with him.
Really should. I think you'll like it.
But bring a girlfriend. Okay. Bring a girlfriend.
Can I bring a friend? If I can bring a friend, and then if we need to make a quick exit.
You can totally bring a friend. That's fine. Your friend will love it, too. And then we can all have so much fun.
Hey.
But only if you're comfortable.
I think you guys are missing the point.
Yeah. Right.
You're trying to force her to like something. And if she doesn't like it,
that's right.
That's okay.
That's 100% right.
Hey, her and her friend are making a getaway, and then there he is at the exit of Camp Mabry with a cannon facing her car.
An old
Civil War cannon.
He's following her in a tank. Wait!